Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray program. We're starting it up right now. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. A great, great show planned for you. It always is when we bring on the Genester. No, not my wife. Gino Pastula, certified financial planner, will be joining us. And I'm glad because as I was mentioning to my TV viewing audience, sometimes when we think about certain financial planning concepts, the two different approaches might be diametrically opposed to one another, but both could be right. Both approaches could be right. And I hearken back to a week or so ago when I was talking about Social Security. Now, just about everybody on planet Earth says, delay your Social Security, delay. Don't take it until you're age 70, because if you die, the spouse gets a bigger benefit. And all that's true, by the way. Best annuity you can buy. Yeah, you got a COLA and all that stuff on your Social Security. However, you might recall that I said, I don't know when it was, but we did the math on it. And if you didn't need the money, I get emails all the time. Hey, Ray, what should I do? I don't need my Social Security. Should I take it now or delay? It's a good question. Because if you take it now and invest that money and hold it until you're supposed to die, life expectancy, the academic studies have now come in and said, well, wait a minute, hold the phone. Don't take your Social Security at age 70. Take it at 62 and reinvest that money with the COLA and all that stuff. I mean, it even shocked me because I figured, what the heck? But it depends on when you die, doesn't it? So I got thinking about that. I got thinking about that as an investment, especially a tax-free investment. And as I also mentioned to my TV viewing audience just a moment ago, I love my grandkids. Don't we all love our grandkids way more than we love our kids? I mean, we love our kids too, right? But it's the grandkids that make the world go round. And Jeannie and I would like to leave them some kind of a legacy. I don't exactly know how to do that. But I got thinking because I have a financial brain that thinks about this stuff way more than I think about almost anything else. I won't get into that either. But let me just suggest to you that if you looked at the investment return on a legacy asset, you may be keenly surprised at how well this investment might work. So, like the Social Security thing, there's a difference between spending the money now or saving the money for a future, you know, inheritance. So, I went into my archives and tried to find a couple of different illustrations of what we call in the biz a second-to-die life insurance policy. Now, I got to whip out my calculator here, because you know me, I like doing math. Thank goodness for calculators, because I can do math way better with one of these than I could ever do without one. And so what I did is I found, I got three or four different illustrations of a second to die $1 million life insurance policy. But I don't want to think about it as a life insurance policy. Ew, it's icky, life insurance. Oh, I don't want that. Exactly. But I want to think about this. I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but I don't do this stuff anymore, so I'm going to say it anyway. I want to think about it like it's an investment, like taking my Social Security at age 62 and investing it until the day that I die. Academically works out better than waiting until age 70 in most cases. So buying a life insurance policy as an investment, how good of an investment might it be? So at our combined average ages right now, with using my wife's life expectancy of 24 years, according to the Social Security Administration, I wanted to see what kind of a rate of return I could get on my money for a $1 million policy, which would give each of my grandkids $200,000. Why do I want to give them $200,000? Because more than likely, they're going to end up living in California. And about 20 years from now, maybe sooner than that, they're going to want to buy a house. Do you have any idea what a house might cost 15 or 20 years from now in California? A $200,000 down payment is going to be chicken feed. And by the way, how do young people today come up with even 50 grand, even 25 grand for a down payment? How do they do that? It's after-tax money, so they got to go out and earn a buck 50, give 50 cents to uncle and the state of California to net a buck. And that's assuming they got a buck 50 left over at the end of the month, which most of them don't. So the brilliant idea I came up with is, shoot, maybe Jeannie and I could afford to do that. What if we took some of our Social Security money? Money that we probably don't need. I mean, we need it, but we don't really need it, hopefully. And so I found a company that for $13,626 per year would ensure the second of Jeannie or me to die. I'm going to die first. She's going to die second. That's what the actuaries tell us, and that's what my waistline says, too.
Hasta la vista.
So yeah, thanks a lot, boys. They can't wait. They just can't wait. I give them so much static. So the question is this. If in 24 years my wife were to die, so I've got my calculator out now. So if she and I were to spend $13,000, I'm plugging this into the calculator, $626 in payments for the next 24 years, and we both died on schedule, me at 84 and she at 86, and the grandkids got to split $1 million tax-free, what rate of return are we getting on that $13,626? And the calculator says, I don't know if this is totally accurate because I may have had a fat finger. It says 8.7%. 8.7. Let me do the math again. That sounds even way too high for me. So I'm going to plug it in again. $1 million. You put in with a little change sign future value, for those that follow the HP 12C vernacular. And 24 years is the N. And 13,626 is the payment. You solve for the interest rate, 8.7%. Guaranteed if you die on schedule and tax-free. That's better than the stock market. That's better than real estate. Because after taxes. Now, it's upon death. And true, you would get a step up in basis in the stock market. But as you went along, you'd be paying taxes on dividends and capital gains. If it's a mutual fund, there's turnover, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not going to say one's better or worse because that you get in all kinds of trouble doing that. I'm just saying this. You like that as an investment? I do. I like it a lot. If I had, or you had, if you were our ages, $13,000 that you wanted to invest, and you wanted to take zero, not a penny in risk, because there is no risk to this, you know it's going to pay off. Oh, okay, so let's assume my wife doesn't die at age 86. She dies at 96. So what if it's for 34 years? It's still a 4.3% rate of return. Can you go out and buy a muni bond today and get a guaranteed 4.3% rate of return? Probably not.
Can't do it.
Probably not. But even if you could, if you died in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you would only have whatever amount of money you put in, $13,000 a year, and you got a 4% muni bond rate of return. So my question to you is this. If you happen to be in a position where you don't need the Social Security money that you have coming in, people ask me all the time, what should I do with it? Well, the first answer is, if you're not going to spend it, invest it. Just as the academic study I reported on last week suggests. Invest the money and then leave that to your heirs. But if you want to leverage that Social Security check, then go ahead and invest it. But maybe you should consider investing it in a second to die life insurance policy and get a guaranteed tax-free rate of return of somewhere probably between 5 and 10% depending on when you die. I will ask Mr. Pastula about this because he is a world-famous expert on this very subject. And see if I'm off base or on base. What do you think of that idea? My grandkids are calling right now saying, yeah, we dig it, Pops. We dig it. Take a quick break. Come back with Gino. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails, raylucia.com. Don't go away.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
He's Gene Pastula. He's a certified financial planner. He's a very, very successful guy. And he focuses on safe money. He's from the website Safe Money Monitor, as well as several companies that he owns and has owned in his history for the last 40-plus years in the financial services industry. Let's say hi to Gino. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Now, before you got here, I think you may have heard what I was talking about because it's in your sweet spot. I've been contemplating taking my Social Security benefits early, not waiting until age 70, because I did some research on this and I found a couple of studies, one in particular that said, you know what, if you need to spend the money for your own retirement, then you should go ahead and wait until age 70 to take the benefits, which just about everybody says. But then they shocked me and they said, well, based on, you know, taking the money now and investing it, you actually ended up not better off, but significantly better off, depending on when you die. If you die, you know, at life expectancy and so forth. That being the case, I took it a step further. I said, well, what if I took the money and I invested it in something and I screwed up my investment? Or just before, you know, the second of us croaked, there was a big market crash, and we just lost 50% just like that. So I was thinking of you. I really wasn't, but I'll placate you for a moment. I was thinking that if I took that money, and in this case, it ended up being about $13,500 per year, which is less than my Social Security, by the way. It's almost as much as what my wife gets, a little bit more than what she gets. So that being said, I just take the Social Security payment, and I buy a second-to-die life insurance policy for $13,000 a year. And if she dies at age 86 and me at 84, which is when we're both supposed to die, according to the, you know, actuaries and so forth, that was an 8.7% net after-tax rate of return. I'm going, hey, this Pastula guy's got something going for him here. You've been telling me this, but now I've worked the math. You are right. I hate to say this. You are correct. What do you say?
Well, yeah, it's always been that way, and the thing is that nobody wants to plan on reality, and I mean, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and trust me, everybody does in fact eventually die, and a lot of their money, particularly people who have paid attention and, you know, and have accumulated and spent money wisely, et cetera, leave significant amount of money, the legacy, if you will. So the idea is if you will segment the various portions of your portfolio for different purposes, You have a thing, don't you?
Yeah, I have all kinds of buckets. Yeah, there's a legacy bucket in there.
Exactly.
You remember that?
Bucket. That's a good idea. Yeah. So if you look at what you're doing in the context of what it is that you're trying to accomplish specifically, and you realize that there is going to be a certain portion of your funds that hopefully will end up passing to your heirs, because nothing happens to you that's so drastic that you lose everything, get wiped out before you die. If you do that, then you look at the life insurance as a part of that that portfolio, and the rates of return, the economics of it are incredible, and it just makes really good sense.
I mean, I even calculated that if my wife made it to age 96. Mm-hmm. It was still over a 4% tax-free rate of return.
And worst case, I mean, what does she care at 96? I mean, what does anybody? You're long in the dirt.
I've been dead 10 years.
That's right.
At least.
And quite frankly, whether it was 4% or 7 or 9 or whatever, really doesn't matter at that point in time. The interesting thing about the life insurance is that people pass away a lot sooner than they were supposed to. We just buried a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who passed away at the age of 69, suddenly. I mean, it was not expected. Now, if this gentleman had, I think he was taking a Social Security, but if he had delayed it, anticipating taking it in another year, how much would they have received from his Social Security?
Yeah, like zilch.
Zero, yes,
right.
Exactly. So, what planners and advisors always do is they create a scenario on paper, and that's the part of the math thing that I object to if you get too into it, because, you know, everybody says, well, when are you going to die? Well, of course, I'm going to die at life expectancy. That'll be 85. Maybe it'll only be 69.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay. So, yes, if you compare it with a municipal bond like you did earlier, and you put it side by side, one could make a case for perhaps either one, okay? Except that in the case of the insurance, those figures are set in stone if you do it right. And, the $1 million will come out no matter when. If you put it in something else, yes, a municipal bond, if it's properly purchased with a good, situation behind it, is probably going to have. I mean, you don't probably worry about the security of it. However, you do worry about the timing, and other particular circumstances that would impart. Upon the end result, a variety of things, including delaying the Social Security until age 70, and then not making it past age 68.
Yeah, that's true.
That type of thing. I did it. I mean, I didn't need the money. But I took it as soon as it was available to me. I sat down and just did a simple spreadsheet. Not all the stuff that they were doing. I found out, if I live to 85 or longer, the waiting until 70 would be a hell of a lot better. But then I looked at it and said, okay, starting from my age 85 to 90, what's the difference between what I would be getting then, because I'd be getting a lot more than I would have ever received from, I mean, my difference in income each year would be much greater. But that's 20 years from now. Present value of that much greater is a night out. So I'm basically saying in 20 years, I'm going to get a night out every month, a big night out every month, difference in Social Security, and that would be really pleasant. The problem is I got to make it till then, and there's a lot that's going to happen. You can look at 20 years on a piece of paper by just a glance, but when you have to live it, 20 years is a long time, and a bunch of stuff can happen. Long-term care can happen to you, heart attacks, strokes, injuries, like our friend Jim.
Yeah, he's still laid up.
There's a whole bunch of things that can happen. And so when you start to compare that against the guarantees and insurance assurances of the insurance, now starts making a lot more sense.
If you want information on this particular topic, go to safemoneymonitor.com, safemoneymonitor.com. When we come back from the break, I'm going to toss a couple of risks your way, because there was a great article on 18 risks that people face. We'll be right back.
On the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream, available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business?
Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Gene Pastula, my special guest, certified financial planner. I've known this dude for a long time, and he's one of the best in the business, no question about it. What is the business? Well, he's a certified financial planner who chose in his career to focus on safe money strategies. That's why he runs the website Safe Money Monitor. If you want to look at safe alternatives to how you're investing with not all your money, but some of the money, just go to safemoneymonitor.com or call them, 800-809-6783. Why is it that I know your number, and if I ask you for your phone number, you don't know it?
I can't remember numbers anymore. But you know what's interesting is, as you were saying about the safe money thing, you know, I don't know, I'm sure the viewers and listeners out there, you know, can relate to the idea of getting nervous when, like, the last few days before the market kind of finally
balanced itself. Yeah, the whole Brexit thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, so you can imagine how nervous you get when your own money is, you know, is flailing around and doing that thing. Can you imagine how nervous you can be if you care enough when you've advised your clients to put their money in there, you know? If nothing else, just the fear of having to pick up the phone, you know, when they're calling. So it wasn't any big deal that I went to the safe money route. I never have to
You didn't like, you know, fielding the phone calls
that
stuff. But if you would have subscribed to my bucket thing, you probably would have felt a little better.
Actually, I did subscribe.
Well, there you have it.
But I didn't, but I wasn't in the business of, I mean, my practice didn't involve, you know, making recommendations about where to put the money in bucket number 2 and 3 or whatever they were.
Okay, well, anyway. Your practice, though, did center around this.
Okay.
Solutions for 18 retirement risks.
All
I get
18
this.
Of them, yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe not all 18 of them, but I'm going to go through these quickly.
Right.
I got this from the Retirement Income Certified Professional Designation people.
Whoa.
The RICP designation from the American College.
Uh-huh.
And they do a really good job. They're like a competitor, if you will, to the CFP designation.
To look at it as an alternative. Yeah, it's best if you have both.
So let's go through some of these risks and the ones that are more critical to you. Longevity risk is critical to you because you deal with annuities and so forth. Inflation risk, not so much. Excessive withdrawal risk, well, having guaranteed income certainly helps solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Health expense risk, that's in your wheelhouse. Long-term care risk, you wrote the book on it. Frailty risk, which is a cousin.
I'm learning that personally now.
With your mom and all, right?
No, personally.
Oh, personally. Financial elder abuse risk, market risk, interest rate risk, sequence risk, liquidity risk.
And people look forward to retiring. My God.
Forced retirement risk, employment risks, employer insolvency risk, and loss of spouse risk. That's in your wheelhouse as well. Unexpected financial responsibilities, public policy, and timing. I mean, a lot of these risks, when you sat down with clients, I don't know if you still do that, but when I used to sit down with clients, the first thing I would ask them is, tell me about what risks you feel are most important to you that need to be managed. And the ones they didn't bring up, I would bring up and ask them how important those were.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting, because we have had discussions on this show a number of times about the controversy between what's good and what isn't, and you've brought up the guy who's always trashing annuities, and they get a lot of bad press and what have you, and everybody doesn't like insurance. Maybe they'll like the 8.7%, you know, thing now, but the bottom line is that... My whole point has always been, if you use the wrong thing for what turns out to be the wrong purpose, no matter what it is that you are investing in or using, it's probably not going to work. You know, the last time I tried a pair of pliers on a screw.
You actually didn't work. That?
Yeah. And the pliers just didn't cut it. I went to a screwdriver. Voila.
Worked perfectly.
So, and I just made that up.
That's very, very good.
Exactly. So the same thing is with these products. I mean, so what we basically do, what I do when people call me and want my advice and help in doing this, you know, in the discussion that I have with that individual, I start to learn, you know, what is it that is your biggest concern? What are we concerned about, you know? Some of the products have an instant return of money anytime from day one. Others, you know, it takes 4 or 5 years before you could avoid having some kind of a surrender charge when it comes to liquidity. Well, a person who's very, very concerned about liquidity, you want to make sure that you're going to handle that by getting something that always gets their money back.
That's called bucket one, by the way.
There you go. Thank you very much. Well, and in the product... It's called instant return premium or whatever, you know, each company wants to call it something different. But the point is that if I know that individual is number one priority or very high on his list is the fact that he wants to know or she wants to know they can get their money back right away if they change their mind or something else happens, well, then what I'm going to recommend is going to be something that I know we'll take care of that issue and take it off the table.
It sounds to me like you're talking about that linked benefit.
Well, I'm talking about the linked benefit in the case of the long-term care.
Yeah, the liquidity aspect
exactly.
of it. It gives
exactly.
an individual mm-hmm. liquid access to their cash, but it also gives them a
huge
death benefit.
Huge amount of leverage if it's long-term care. That's
yeah.
right. And if they don't care about, I mean, if that return of premium idea is not all that critical to them, then I might use one that has a much higher death benefit because it's going to return a lot more to the heirs if they don't need long-term care. And usually that's the issue that we're dealing with. So, I mean, it's all over the board. And every one of these, whether it's annuities or whether it's life insurance or long-term care or whatever, if you are able to concentrate on those risks and determine which ones are the most critical to the client, or if you're the client, which is the most critical to you, and then you evaluate the recommendation based on that concern, you're likely not to be disappointed down the line and accuse either the person who advised you or the company involved or whatever on selling you garbage, because they all have a sweet spot, if you will, of what they do and how they work.
Okay, we're going to role play real quick.
Okay.
You're going to ask, but you're going to say, Ray, tell me this. What is it that is most important to you and Jeannie? Go ahead.
Okay, Ray, tell me this. What is it that is most important to you and Jeannie?
Well, thanks for asking that, Gene, certified financial planner. What's most important to Jeannie and I guess it's he's supposed to say it. We want to make sure we don't run out of money before
Jeannie
and me. Yeah, but before I don't want to run out of money before I run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to leave a legacy for my 5 grandkids. Can
right.
you help me?
Yes, I can. It'll probably take 2 things to focus on 2 different products or investment strategies to focus on both of those equally. But obviously, the annuities that are available right now are the most efficient way of generating the largest amount of income out of a given amount of money, regardless of the interest rates, regardless of return or what have you. Why? Because What they do is they pay you an income by returning your money to you that you've accumulated, plus whatever interest is competitive interest is being earned at any point in time. Now, that's a little esoteric, but you know, the bottom line is you end up always with an annuity getting more monthly income in retirement, and know that you'll never run out. Even if you end up spending all of what you gave the insurance company, it's their bad, and they've got to make it up. So the annuity gives you the best income and guarantees
what about my legacy now?
For your legacy, you did it earlier on the program. You use an insurance policy. If you're in good health, if you're in decent health, and then it's simply, again, working the math, but you certainly consider a life insurance policy as an investment for your grandchildren. And you pencil it out, and you look at the return and compare that against the other risks involved, and then compare it against whatever options you have.
So my question to all y'all out there is, has anybody really had these discussions with you? Has anybody said, well, Ray, tell me, Ray, what's really important to you? And have you ever answered that question and then had someone like a Gene Pastula help you with solutions?
Sometimes they don't even know. They haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
And I'll just discern it from the conversation we have.
That's because you're a discerning kind of guy.
I am a discerning person.
And I've got to kiss you goodbye now, Mr. Discernment. SafeMoneyMonitor.com, SafeMoneyMonitor.com, 800-809-6783 for Gene Pastula. I can never get that Genie and me, Genie and I never get that right.
Tell him to call me and ask for me, and I'll talk to him on the phone or return a phone call.
Okay, we're going to have to leave now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533, 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Ray Program. A special thank you once again to my pal Gene Pastula. Seriously, if you're interested at all in talking to somebody, that's a really cool dude. I mean, the guy's just a great, great guy. About safe money strategies, or the strategy that I brought up a little bit earlier in the program, you want to talk to Gene. His number is 800-809-6783. He actually talks to real people because he's a real guy. And you can speak with him directly. And yeah, I mean, he doesn't need the money. He's a super wealthy guy himself. He's done very, very well for himself. But he is really passionate. I love this about Gene. He is really passionate about what his company and what he does for a living. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Just go to wherever you can, you know, contact me or whatever it says there and say, I want to talk with Gene. Or you can talk to Tim, his partner, Tim Morton, who's been on the program many times before as well. All right, let's do some emails, boys. Hit it.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
We will start. Actually, I got two emails from Michael in Pennsylvania. Michael's a really, really good guy, and he really buttered me up with loves the show, watches every day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and he asked two really good questions, one of which I will be addressing in my next hour, whenever that appears. It may be back-to-back with this hour. Sometimes it is replayed on television prime time or on radio. Who knows when your station does. But you want to, if nothing else, go to the podcast if you don't get both hours of the program. Because next hour is going to be equally as good as this hour. But we'll start with this one. Michael in Pennsylvania. Question on step-up basis on death for personally owned real estate. I know that you state if you own a primary home on your death, you can leave that to your heirs and they will inherit it at the now current basis instead of the original purchase basis for a potentially large tax savings. But what about if I also own a second home that's not an investment property? Can you do the same for a second or even a third home that are not investment properties? It's a lengthy email, hard to read on the screen, but I think you all get the point. Well, Michael, I've got good news for you. It doesn't have to be a home. It's any capital asset. It's real estate, that's a capital asset. So whether you buy a home, a second home, a rental property, in fact, a rental property, the deal's even better. Because remember yesterday, the day before, we talked about when you buy a rental property, you must take and get to take depreciation. The reason I say must take is some people say, I don't want to mess with it. Because the only way you get out of not having to recapture that depreciation and pay tax on it later is to die. It's why a lot of the super wealthy, mega rich real estate tycoons, they don't sell. They either hold until they die, or they do exchanges, borrow money out, and when you borrow money out of a property, it's tax-free. That money coming out is tax-free. Now, your basis, which is reduced each year by your depreciation write-off, still gets a step up upon death. So, Michael, besides a life insurance policy, the best thing you can invest in to leave to your heirs would be something that grows, and then you leave that growth tax-free to your heirs upon death. Got it? All right, now his second question. I rarely do this, but I really like this Michael dude from Philadelphia. Plus, he's, you know, from my neck of the woods. Hi, Ray. I've been reading up on one of those robo-advisor firms, and it appears to be very, very sophisticated in how it does its allocations and advising. And it makes heavy use of low-cost index funds. Have you investigated these kinds of firms and their investing strategy? Are they a viable substitution, or even better, a real-life advisor? Okay, a lot of things are moving toward the technological age. Investing is no exception. Hence, the spawning of the what they call robo-advisors. As far as them doing a reasonable asset allocation, sure. Does that mean their allocation is going to be better than your advisor's allocation? Probably not. Just because, again, when a computer program is focusing on doing an allocation, you need to know what the logarithms are that they're using to create that allocation. For example, if they're just looking at the world, I think the world market is 0.8% invested in real estate. So I don't know. I've not used a robo-advisor. But if you want to compete against a world index fund with the robo-advisor, you might end up with 0.8%. I might, as a real advisor, recommend 20%. In other words, you sit down at your computer. Now think about this for a minute. You respond to questions. Now it's kind of like the polling that's going on right now. If somebody polled me and said, are you going to vote for Donald Trump? I'm not so sure I would tell them the truth one way or the other, right? But the point that I'm making is when a computer is asking you questions, as opposed to the discernment we were just talking about, there's a reason why virtually every study, and there are now at least three or four of them that I know about, and I'm going to talk about one of them in my next hour, but just about every study says a human being financial advisor, if they're worth their salt, can add about 3% in value to your overall portfolio. That's after their fees, by the way. That's after the cost of the fees. So I think the robo-advisors are fine. I think it would be even finer if your advisor gave you advice on the robo funds. But I don't believe that they're going to supplant, if you will, what an advisor can do for you, because it's still garbage in, garbage out. There's no discernment. There's no, tell me, what's important about XYZ to you? The robo says, just tell me what's important. Well, why is that so important, Ray? Let me show you an example of how you might be able to solve that problem a different way. The computers don't do that. So my feeling is, hire a planner. Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.